Counting Chickens. Rashid the beggar and Fatima his wife lived in an upturned cart near the city wall. The cart was their only possession, they were so poor. So every day Rashid left Fatima to guard the home while he went off to beg for food. One very hot day, Rashid was walking along gloomily with his head cast down, and there, by the roadside, half hidden in the grass, he found a big, brown, speckled chicken's egg. Rashid rushed home in delight and showed the egg to Fatima.
Oh, look, look, our luck's changed. If I can hatch out this egg, I'll have a chicken of my own.
His wife was so thrilled she threw her arms round him.
Eggs every day, oh, dozens,
shouted Rashid.
And some of those eggs will hatch into chickens too. We'll have roast chicken every week and still have plenty to sell in the market. Enough money to buy a cow one day. And the cow will produce gallons of milk. Then we can buy a bull and breed more cattle. Ah!
Fatima began to dance round the cart.
Rich,
rich, oh-ho-ho! Rashid stood up straight and tall.
Before the year is out, I'll be the richest cattle dealer north of the Sahara. Sheikhs and merchants will ride hundreds of miles to buy cows from me, and eggs and chickens.
Fatima put her hands to her mouth in amazement.
Could we ever be rich enough for me to have a new dress?
Dress? You'll have 1,000 dresses and embroidered slippers to match. You'll be carried everywhere by servants. And I'll own 50 racing camels and build a palace with 1,000 rooms.
Fatima was puzzled.
Why will we need 1,000 rooms? They'll be awfully hard to keep clean.
For the servants, of course.
Of course, the servants.
And the dancing girls. I'll have a troupe of dancing girls to dance for me every night. And at least 12 beautiful young wives to care for me in my old age. Oh yes, I can see them now, wiping my brow with rose water, fetching me glasses of sherbet, feeding me grapes, stroking my brow.
Fatima had snatched the large brown speckled chicken's egg and smashed it on Rashid's head. The yolk trickled down his face. The eggshell glistened in his hair.
Dancing girls indeed,
his wife bawled.
Beautiful young wives.
And she stalked off to sit under the cart and sulk. Which only goes to prove that you should never count your chickens before they're hatched.